And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, do we have a great show for you today. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Stars is going to be joining us all morning long. We're going to be talking fishing. We're going to be talking tuna. It is happening right now. Great fishing going on. You stay tuned. You're going to listen to a great show. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the mighty 1090.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month. Best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Pete Gray not going to be joining us today. He is on his way down with the boys for the Cast Tours trip, Cast Tours and Let's Talk Hookup trip to Pesca, Panama, and I'm sure we'll be looking forward to hearing from him soon, but he's traveling today and going to have a great time. But in the studio, man, do we have a great show for you today. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Tim, pretty darn stoked to get to talk fishing with you for the next couple hours.
Likewise, glad to be here as always. Poor Pedro, he's got to suffer through another long work weekend or work week, you know. We sympathize with him.
Sure, you know.
We got his back. We got it, Pete.
Absolutely.
We're good.
You got to do that research. You know, I always joke with guys, like, you know what, you wouldn't want to buy a car from a guy that doesn't know how to drive.
Exactly.
You wouldn't want to get your fishing info from a guy that don't fish.
Exactly.
Hey, lots going on the Royal Star right now, and kind of a rare opportunity to get you on the beach. You know, you obviously are out on the water often, and the boat's in right now, so we got fortunate enough to get to BS with you for the next couple hours.
Yeah, you know, this is our annual maintenance period, And I we live by the motto, you know, I'd rather be fishing, but at the same time, it's not bad to shut the boat down about, we do it about for 1 month every year, okay, between middle of March, middle of April, and just address all those little things that pop their head up throughout the course of the year, excuse me, deferred maintenance, and then we're doing a lot of cosmetic stuff this year, a lot of painting outside, a lot of improvement downstairs in the rooms, and then again, we're getting on top of all those little gremlins that pop their head from time to time. I tell everybody, and this is true, you know this is a boat owner yourself, as your boat ages, it actually, if you're doing it right, you have the correct maintenance philosophy, your boat improves with age.
Right.
Because all those deficiencies in your boat, all the mechanical systems, all the little things that come up, you know, over the life of a boat, you address those, you correct them, you improve upon them. So I can say with 100% assurance, being as how Randy, Brian, and I, we all have the same maintenance philosophy, that boat, Royal Star, is a much better boat today than the day it was launched 30 years ago.
That's so cool.
Isn't that great?
I think that something that probably a lot of us, you know, myself included, don't realize is how much of the maintenance and care and even major scale, fabrication, mechanical, it's all done by you, by captain, by crew, by the boys, by the team. I mean, so much of what goes into those boats. And I know specifically Royal Star, you guys have an amazingly talented group of guys. I mean, major fabrication projects, they're all still done by you and by Randy and by Gerby and by, you know, you guys work your butt off. Like, the inner workings of those boats are done, you know, it's not like a giant hired crew of people that work on these things. I mean, it's the same guys that are gaffing your fish and helping you tie your knots throughout the year.
That's right, and that really does, you know, it greatly benefits obviously us, but it greatly benefits our anglers. You know, we're long range, man. We're an offshore fishing boat. We go 1,000 miles away from home, and we're a completely self-sufficient, self-sustaining operation out there. And knowing the inner workings of that boat, because every single mechanical system on that boat, every one has our fingerprint on it. Yeah. We've replaced everything in the engine room, from the refrigeration to the generator to the main engines, the transmissions to the water maker to the, I mean, you know, the list just goes on and on. Every single system on that boat has our fingerprint on it, and we know what we're working with. You know, when things go wrong, and they inevitably do, I don't care how well you maintain your boat, you know, there's a lot of integrated big mechanical systems working there, and stuff just wears out. You know,
it happens.
I tell everybody almost every time we head out, you know, my initial speech, it's always, hey, the boat runs 300-plus days a year. You know, little things pop their head up from time to time. That's just the nature of mechanical things, you know. Things break. That's why there's spare parts. That's why, and having the knowledge of how that boat is put together, how all the mechanical systems work, you know, again, the integration from one thing to the next, it pays big dividends when those little things do go wrong offshore. You know, we're in 99% of the cases, we've got something both on board to make the repair and a correct repair, and do it in expeditious manner, you know, quickly get back up and running.
That is something we talked about super briefly yesterday with Derek, and I think it so rings true, is it takes a very special skill set to be a long-range boat chief or any part of the crew. Is you need to, one, have very good mechanical ability to fix your machinery the correct way, but equally as important, you need to be able to MacGyver something together, because, like I said, you're 1,000 miles from home, and it's amazing how well you guys can address issues where there is no parts store and there is no mechanic on the boat. I mean, you got to be able to fix it and make the trip and get back and keep the machinery running so those things don't happen. It's just, it's a major skill set that probably not a lot of people have.
That's it. You know, I mean, we always say going home, going in isn't an option.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we all have points of reference, but, you know, it's like you watch some of these programs that are on TV now, and, you know, guys fishing up in Alaska, guys fishing the East Coast, hey, something breaks, they go in.
Yeah.
They go in and fix it. For us, we don't go in. We fix it.
Fix
we make it work. We get through the trip. And you know, other than a major mechanical thing, you know, if you
of
blow
course.
Up your main engine or something just tragic happens, okay, yeah, you gotta call it. But think of the number of long-range trips that are operated out of San Diego, not just Royal Star, all the fleet
sure.
combined. Think of how many trips, how many days out on the water, how many years these boats have run, and compare the amount of breakdowns or you know, significant mechanical events that disable a boat or interrupt the trip. It's unbelievable how rare it is.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at it on a percentage basis, it really is a testament. It's a testament to the boats, a testament to the crew, it's a testament to our safety record as a fleet, certainly as individual on Royal Star. And it all leads back to what we're doing right now.
There you go.
It's maintenance. It's preventive maintenance. It's using a lot of it's a proactive maintenance philosophy. You know, if something's maybe on the edge or you think it's on the edge, rather than wait for it to fail, you get on it ahead of time. You make your improvements. You're just we're very. I know on Royal Star we're extremely vigilant. It's as far as the boat's concerned mechanically. You know, we make darn sure that that thing is in as good of shape as it can possibly be in. Because once we get that thing up and running, you know our schedule. It's like we begin running around, say, June 1st or something like that. We have a period there between, say, June 1st and I want to say early October where we never tie up, where the boat, it gets in the morning, it leaves in the afternoon, gets in the morning, leaves in the afternoon, all the way through for, you know, 4 or 5 months straight. So those breakdowns that can really... A breakdown that's preventable can really cost you dearly, you know.
It's just not an option.
It isn't. Time is at a premium, and you know, the way all of us, again, as a fleet, the way we have maintain such an incredible record is through maintaining our equipment and keeping it in perfect working order.
That's awesome. Well, we're excited to see it. I know, you know, from a... I'm that guy, you know. My time I get to spend with you on the Royal Star, it's my favorite fishing thing done for sure. I love the boat, love getting to go fishing with you guys. So what kinds of things can we be excited to see coming out of this maintenance period? What are the guys that ride the boat, what will they get to look forward to seeing that you guys are doing on this one?
I think the main thing is the cosmetics. You know, the boat, another one of my favorites is you know, the boat's like it's like the Golden Gate Bridge, man. You know, one year you paint the hull, the next year you paint the house, the next year you paint topside, and then next year you go back and paint the hull again. by the time one thing is, you know, as you go through the list, you know, by the time you get the boat completed, you're ready to start again on the other end of it. So this year we did a lot of exterior painting.
Cool.
Outside cabin, you know, and it's a fishing boat. You know, a lot of that stuff doesn't really make a big difference. It's funny. We'll paint the whole boat. I mean, everything is just shiny new. It looks as close to a yacht like you can like you could ever have a boat like ours. And I think maybe if I can even remember one time, but I don't think I can. I've never had somebody tell me, "God, the paint job looks great this year." You know, I mean, most of our anglers are not coming out looking for a paint job; they're coming out looking to go on a fishing trip. And obviously, everybody wants a well-maintained boat,
sure.
And I think it's one of those things that if you don't notice it beat up, then you just kind of you log it and don't pay it much mind. But for us, you know, we have a lot of pride in our operation. We got a lot of pride in our boat, so it feels good. Cool. You know, over the years, the boat gets beat up. You know, sinkers bang against it, whatever, little corrosion spots here or there. So it's nice to get all that addressed and have that thing looking shiny.
Cool.
Again, exterior, done a lot of work this year. She's looking good inside too. Down in the staterooms, we're redoing a couple of the you know, the wall coverings and all that, and a couple of heads downstairs. We've replaced one of our air conditioning systems downstairs. So always, you know, making sure that both the boat mechanically as well as cosmetically and as well as the creature comforts, you know, we all want to treat ourselves to a nice time out there. We always say it's not the QE2, but we want to make sure that we're doing it in style. That's one of the beauties of long-range fishing, you know what I mean? Where can you go? And it's an interesting, it's interesting that you can go to such extreme destinations and experience fishing in such an extreme form, but at the same time, you're going in style, you know, between the fair and the galley and the creature comforts. It is. It's a pretty cool thing.
Cool that you can go that far away and have every comfort that you're used to having. I mean, you know, if you fished on a day and a half trip on the Royal Star or 1,000 miles from home on the Hurricane Bank, and you know that you've got... you've got perfect comfort. There's no third world extra things that are out there that normally come with exotic destinations where you got to worry about, you know, getting there, happening, not happening. It's just you've got the things that you're used to, excellent food, excellent accommodations, excellent everything. It's always there. It's a constant.
Yeah, that's it. And that is the definition of among the definitions of long-range fishing. That's why it's so attractive. It's incredible that we can pull it off, you know, again, as consistently as we do. It's a really cool thing. I love it. In fact, you go down there and you're fishing on the edge, literally, but at the same time, you come in at the end of the day and, you know, everything is exactly how you'd want it to be.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, as you can hear, we've just got such an awesome show and obviously lots to talk about in the world of long-range fishing. Great season past, great season still going on. But in addition to that, there's some local fishing going on, and we're going to be talking a ton about that. And why don't we start that off right now? We got Captain Buzz Brizendine of the Prowlers calling in live right now. Good morning, Buzz.
Good morning, Rick. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. Tim and I are in here talking fishing, and there's been a rumor that there's been some bluefins around.
Yeah, there's a pretty good rumor. There's some in the box right now.
Awesome, Buzz.
Little sonar mark here right in the gray. We just, we got 6 or 7 out of our gray bite, and we just now dried up. We still got fish underneath the boat, but certainly a nice way to start.
Well, that's just fantastic news. I know earlier in the week there was some fantastic fishing with limits fishing for the queen earlier, and as soon as you heard that, Prowler's up online and ready to fish and already on the bluefin. So great news, Buzz, and this is still fish that's, you know, certainly within a day and a half trip?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're easy day and a half trip. I mean, we've got, you know, from the gray to the gray.
Well, that's fantastic news. What's the size of the bluefins are catching?
I would say the stuff we've caught so far this morning is probably from the high teens to the low 20s. Seems it's all bait fish. 20 to 30 pound test with a little bit of fluorocarbon seems to be doing the trick. And there have been several guys that were asleep at the switch in the gray, so there have been some missed opportunities as well.
Well, that's awesome news, Buzz. What a start to the season, beginning of April, and there's already bluefins on the deck of the Prowler.
That's excellent. And I mean, what's even more excellent is they're scattered over the Southern California Bight for a wide range.
That's just fantastic news. Well, what's next on the Prowler? I mean, obviously fish biting right now. You've got all day to continue to add to this tally. Other opportunities to come fishing with you later in the week?
Our next trip is going to be Friday night, another day and a half trip, leaving 8 p.m. from Fisherman's Landing. There are going to be boats out during the week, so there's opportunities to come and get a part of this all week long.
That's awesome, Buzz. Well, congratulations. Way to get things going here. Very good start to the season, April 2nd, and there's already bluefins on board the Prowler. One more time, shoot us the phone number if somebody wants to book a trip and go fishing with you next weekend, Buzz.
Best way is to call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500 and ask for the Prowler.
Awesome. Buzz, congratulations. Great start to the morning, and thanks so much for a killer report. That's a great way to start Let's Talk Hookup on a Saturday, I can tell you that much.
Okay, guys, have a great show. Talk to you later.
All right, Buzz, thanks a lot for that. Well, as you can hear, we've just got an awesome show. So much to talk about. Local tuna biting, long-range fishing, talking Royal Star. We've got a great show for you today, and we would love to have you join us this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways that you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can try us toll-free. That toll-free line, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking all kinds of fishing and talking fun, we have a fantastic prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that is a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Surf Rider frame with a black and blue frame and a natural gray lens. It's a very, very great pair of fisherman-style glasses from Maui Jim, just one of the nicest pairs of glasses you could ever put on, and certainly the nicest pair of glasses on the water. And we sure want to thank Maui Jim for allowing us to give away such a great pair of glasses. So, again, if you want to get your chance to win a brand-new pair of Maui Jims, or better yet, your chance to talk to Captain Tim, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. It's open right now, 858-457-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it: the fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know: CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, April 23rd, Pete Gray will be traveling to Mazatlan, Mexico, with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Franke, and his staff to host a live broadcast from the Pueblo Bonito Emerald Bay Resort in Mazatlan. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Mazatlan. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, April 23rd, a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Mazatlan, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, if you want to get through, going to be a very busy morning on the phone. So much to talk about. Local tuna season has started for sure. We saw earlier in the week, I'm sure we'll be hearing from Captain Drew Card later in the show, but limits of bluefin on the Pacific Queen earlier this week. I know if you had a chance to check out our Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page, we always, anytime Ryan or I in the tackle store and something very cool fishing info-wise comes out like that, we always try to post it up on the Facebook page. So limits of bluefin on the Queen, where the Prowler's already got limits. It's just, it is such a cool start to the season that it wasn't the trickle or a little rumor, hey, there might be some fish out here. Boom, the boat started running and great catches being made. So certainly excited about that. And, hey, we're excited to hear from you. Again, if you want to get through, join us with Captain Tim, 858-457-1090, or call us toll-free, that toll-free number, 877-792-1090. Let's jump into the phones and start it off up in Woodland Hills with Don. Don, thanks for getting us started here this morning.
Hey, guys, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Tim, looking at your webpage today and many times in the past as well, I ran across your long-range code of ethics, and I want to commend you and the other long-range captains and boats that adhere to that. And I really do know that you guys walk the talk, and you're very interested in sustainability and protecting our resource. So as someone interested in conserving our resource, I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thank you. And I can tell you, I actually, we were talking yesterday, giving some interviews with somebody from the Port of San Diego, and one of the topics we were discussing was sustainability. And I have to tell everybody that we have seen such an incredible evolution in the average angler that both rides long-range boats, and for the most part, I believe in the local fleet also. Over the past, in particular, the past 5, 6, 8 years, so many anglers now, they self-manage, they self-regulate. I mean, you see it all the time.
Sure.
How many anglers now, if they catch a yellowtail that's 4 or 5 pounds, say, you know what, forget it. I'm going to let that one go. It's just automatic.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of times where anglers can catch, they could catch, you know, 5 limits or whatever. I mean, they just catch fish after fish, but they don't, because you know, they recognize that whatever it may be, three or four is plenty. That's all they're going to be able to effectively utilize. So they spend the rest of the day, you know, enjoying themselves at the rail, releasing fish, you know, sharing a few with other anglers or whatever it may be. But the point is here is so many anglers now have they've come on board of their own volition. You know, we've set a good example, I think, in the beginning and did a good job initiating this change, initiating a new mindset, if you will. But I just think anglers in general now they're much more aware of the importance of being good stewards of the environment. Because we're sport fishermen, we just have an inherent responsibility to behave ourselves with sustainability in mind, with future generations in mind. I mean, it's in all of our best interest, obviously. And image matters. Image matters a lot. And because we're sport fishermen, we're in the spotlight, man. We just are. You know, what we do, everything we do, shoreside, out on the water, we've got a big spotlight on us. You know, there's cameras, there's internet, you know, we're posting pictures. And everything that we do just is high profile by the nature of our fishery. So everything we do matters that much more. And when we set a good example, man, it resonates.
Especially in the state that we live in.
Dang right.
Yeah.
Yep. And there's just so much. There's, you know, this bluefin thing, for example. There's such a focus internationally now on bluefin because, you know, the resource is definitely in trouble. You know, you might not think so driving out here west of San Diego, but all the models, all the scientists, you know, across the Pacific, they all agree that it's a serious situation. So, you know, everything we do, being under the spotlight, it carries well beyond the Southern California bite. So anyway, thanks for the compliment. I appreciate it. And again, I want to say, you know, kudos to all the anglers, whether it's on a skiff like Ricky and his crew, or whether you're out there on a sport boat, everybody who's behaving themselves and not behaving themselves because they think they're going to get in trouble, but they're behaving themselves for the right reason, because we want our fishery to be available for future generations. You got the right idea in mind.
No doubt. Don, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. You know, and so much of it, too, I know we talk about it a lot, but it's the case. Just the quality of product helps change that mindset, too. It's just not like it was in the old days. I mean, I remember when I started at the Landing, it is what it is. You know, that was just the mindset, and it wasn't a bad thing. It was just the product of the time, what you did. It was just take as much as we can and, you know, the frozen hatch. And now you have just this killer product that comes out, and I'm the same way. I mean, when we go long range fishing, I don't take nearly what I did home. You know, if I get one really nice one, send it up to Fisherman's Processing and have the fish that you eat, you know, right at the time, and throw a little bit in the freezer and what you're going to consume. And it seems like having that perfect killer fresh RSW fish, it just goes so much farther than it used to before. And you know, you don't necessarily need to trade a whole bunch away for cans or try and figure out what you're going to do it at the end of the day. I mean, it's easier to take that correct amount of fish because the product that you have is so much better than it ever was.
One of the most incredible collateral byproducts of RSW is the fact, and again, I was mentioning this yesterday, the fact that the overall take of fish by anglers in the long-range fleet, certainly in Royal Star, probably in the local fleet a lot, too, because a lot of those guys, they're keeping their fish in RSW, whether it be spray or tanks filled with whatever. The byproduct of that is that the overall take of in our fishery is, I'll bet it's been reduced by 50%, easily 50%.
Yeah.
And nobody's actually bringing home less fish by, you know, like actually taking it home for their freezer because, again, it's this beautiful, fresh condition. I mean, the old long range paradigm, we're going back 15 years now, was you know, get a big pile of tuna and trade it for cans because, you know, it's frozen product. That's pretty much what it was good for, and that was fine. You know, that's just the way it was done. But you had to get a lot of them in order for it to translate into something significant. You know, at a trade rate of you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 pounds to one can, it just didn't translate into that much physical product. Well, now an angler goes out and they catch 2 tuna. You know, let's say they're 100-pounders. Well, you know, 50% yield, roughly 200-pound tuna yields you 100 pounds of beautiful fillets, you know, 1-pound portions, whatever, 2-pound. It's a lot of fish. Yeah. It's 100 actual pounds of fish, you know, in again, you know, if you compare it to the way it was
dinners, you know, like,
yeah, I mean, the way it was done in the past compared to the way it is now, I mean, you just take way less fish, but you're going home with much, much more product in hand. And of course, the quality of the product, I mean, it's phenomenal. I was down there at John's place yesterday, Point Loma Seafoods. The sashimi grade tuna was on sale for $24.95 a pound. Yeah. $24.95 a pound. And, you know, look at these guys out here local catching these bluefin right now. And that's what you're coming home with.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, beautiful fish that, you know, translates into something. I mean, obviously it doesn't have value, a dollar value, because it's a sport caught fish. But if you compare it to what's sitting in the rack in any fish market, man, that's just $25 a pound. What an incredible, incredible value that adds to sport fishing. What an incredible incentive for anglers to realize that product in its, you know, in its raw form.
And it keeps so well now too. You drop a fish off at Fisherman's Processing, the entire process was created to have the best end product a guy could have. I mean the entire process, from getting on the boat to catching the fish to the crew handling it properly. Maybe you could go over the entire steps, but what I'm getting at is the end result is, you know, you have Fisherman's Processing, whether it be a 3-mil or even more so those 5-mil bags that they use with a killer tuna loin that goes, you know, that's never frozen until you put it in your freezer. That fish keeps so much better than it ever did before also.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned that about the 5-mil bags, and we've had some internal discussion there between Sean and Rosie and Randy and I about just switching over to the straight 5, but we haven't done it yet. But
it's a difference maker.
It's a difference.
Yeah.
There is a big difference between that 5-mil and the 3-mil bag. That product it's bulletproof.
Yeah.
It's absolutely bulletproof. And you look at it, because there's a better seal surface on the bag, God, it's just phenomenal. That product is good for minimum a year to a year and a half. In those 5 mil, longer even. I mean, it'll last a heck of a lot longer. But as far as premium quality, I mean, you take a 2-pound pack and a 5-mil bag of a yellowfin tuna you got out on Royal Star last year, and you thaw that thing out, and I mean, you pull it out of the bag and look at it, and just you can't even believe it. You cannot believe that's a year old. And then of course you cook it and eat it, and it's. You can barely tell the difference between the fish that you caught yesterday or that fish that was thawed out from a year ago. It's just phenomenal.
All adding to what you were saying, talk about a value. I mean, I know there's not a dollar value, but there is an amazing value there. When you go fishing, whether it be on a long-range trip or a trip on the Queen or a trip on the Prowler, whatever it may be, you know, you have something that's got some pretty serious worth. And it lasts for, like you say, for just such a long period of time.
Yeah, I mean, that translates into an awful lot of happy meals, you know.
no doubt.
That's the old easy button, you know. Here you have your beautiful, you know, your 2-pound portion, your 1-pound pack. Like you said, there's 100 meals right there, man.
Yeah.
Slice that thing open, throw it in the grill, you're ready to rock.
Real quick, maybe you could run us down that story, just because I like it so much, you know, the little bit of, you know, how Fisherman's Processing got started, the reason for wanting to see something all the way through the end. You know, you guys put so much work into a good product and a good experience for a person, and I love that, you know, the kind of the reason that Fisherman's Processing was born was it was the final link in the chain.
That's exactly what it is. It's a perfect way to put it. It was the final link in the chain, and in order to achieve the quality of the product that we want to on Royal Star, it takes a tremendous amount of work. I mean, from the time that fish is gaffed, which, you know, the guys in the boat are always trying for that perfect head gaff or shoulder gaff, you know, something that's going to preserve the quality of all the meat of the fish, to bleeding it out, to spiking it, to dressing the tuna out, removing the innards, and then getting it into that RSW tank pronto. You know, you don't want the thing laying around. We don't put fish in a fish box and stack them on top of another. We handle them gently. We don't bruise them. So all that additional effort that goes into to producing that incredible quality product, we wanted to make sure that same quality was maintained, the same quality that was on board was maintained all the way from the time that fish is put on a scale and weighed till the time it rolls off the production line down there at the shop. And you know, the only way to really do that effectively was to have our hands on it, have our fingerprints on it, exactly, have it all the way through. And the relationship with our anglers, It begins with a phone call with Tracy, or begins with, you know, a conversation with Randy, Brian, or I, or Paul, or any of the guys in the boat. It, But it ends when they drive away with that beautiful cooler pack full of you know, 1 pound packs or 5 pound, whatever it may be. That's where the relationship ends. And prior to Fisherman's Processing coming into being in 2010, once that fish left our hands, it would go off the boat with one of the other processing companies. It was gone.
Yeah.
And that wasn't our customer anymore. It wasn't. It wasn't our angler. It wasn't our client. That became another processing company's customer. And hey, they did a fine job and all that, but we lost control of our ability to affect the outcome of that customer, that angler's experience at that point. And you know, in any business has its challenges and obstacles, whatever. So there were a few times where it was very poignant. You know, it was obvious that we needed to be part of that process all the way through the end in order to make sure that customer was as satisfied with their long range fishing experience as they possibly could be. Hence the formation of Fisherman's Processing. Now it's 6 years later, and I can tell you, I take a lot of pride in everything that we've done on Royal Star, the contributions that we've made to sport fishing, RSW, you know, fishing methods, goes on and on. But the pride we have in our contribution and our part in Fisherman's Processing is just, you know, it's manifest every single day, every single trip. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, we roll down there after the trip. I'm jumping off the boat. I go down there and seeing the fish come off the boat. And then once the boat leaves, rolling down to Fisherman's Processing and do the, you know, the final handshake tour. And we do it all the time. Brian, Randy, and I, we go down to the processing place and we do the quality check,
sure.
Spot check.
That's
I want to see the product that's coming out of the tanks. I want to double check it. I want to make sure. And it's just a point of, again, unending pride to go down to the shop and see. It's like, oh man, look at that!
How good that one looks!
Look at that one! Oh my gosh, look at that beautiful loin! All the guys at the shop, you know, were high five, and our customers that were just out fishing with us, were out there shaking hands and loading coolers, going, oh, look at this! Isn't this going to be incredible?
Can't wait to get
yeah, sink my teeth into that. I mean, it really, it's been a huge benefit for us on Royal Star, and most importantly for Royal Star customers, because again, if anything, anywhere along the line, from the point of first point of contact to the last, anything comes up, hey man, we're a phone call away, and you're talking to somebody who is 100% responsible, which, you know, how often do you find that in the world of business?
No doubt.
It's a great thing.
I just love that, you know, you guys put so much effort into every step of the way, and it all the way until the lid on the cooler is closed and it's going back. You know, I love it. I think that's awesome.
It's become, I mean, it's almost an obsession, the quality of that product. From the time we introduced that RSW method back in 2003 in Panama and we started experimenting with it and saw the potential to produce this quality, you know, fast forward now, it's 13 years later, and we still have that same obsession with producing the highest quality product we can. And you know, it starts at the top, but it goes all the way down to our newest crew member. You know, it's a signature of Royal Star. It really is. Our product, it stands high among the rest. You know, the whole long range fleet now has really stepped up their game. I see the product down there at Fisherman's Processing. Everybody is doing a good job producing consistent quality product, but you know, we just take it one, two, three steps higher. You know, every single fish, every single trip matters to us a lot.
From getting to ride the boat with you a number of days, you can always tell whose job it is to maintain the RSW, because no matter what's going on, you know, travel day, not a lot going on, you know, quick, everybody's BSing about the fish or what we're going to do or what we're going to come back for. You can always tell the guys in charge of the RSW because, I mean, it's all the time, you know, in the middle of, you know, helping a guy out. Whoop, headphones are on, and they're running downstairs to check things and move things around. Like, it's constantly being monitored, and you can watch the pride that you guys take into it.
It's what it takes. It really does. You know, it takes a lot of extra effort from the time, like I said, the time that fish is gaffed till the time that fish comes off the boat. A lot of effort is put into it.
That's cool.
But vigilance is the key. And again, you know, the whole crew has that that pride in the product. There's nothing like coming in and pumping that tank down and just seeing those beautiful fish coming out of there. You know, I mean,
they got the colors on them. So that's what blows you away. I got to start working at the landing when I was in high school, and when a fish came out in the old days, it was what it was. It was a big boom. It was a concrete fish-shaped block, And now you see those things, everybody's so easy with them, and there's no more, you know, cart dropping on the sidewalk, and you walk by after a trip, and they still have the color that they do when they came out of the water. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just
you got me thinking. I'm like, whether it be on the boat or even unloading, you know, every once in a while, you know, whenever maybe a fish slips out of a guy's hands and boom, hits a dock, man, my head snaps around. What are you doing, man? You know, like, guys, there's that element of fear in that. Or the fish flapping on the deck. That's the other one. Like, they don't flap on the deck.
No.
You know, it beats them up.
Yeah.
You hear one flapping, man, heads, our whole crew heads snap around. Hey, man, get on that thing.
That's really cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, including a big block of your phone calls, catch reports, tons of great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey, it's time for our Shimano 60-second info. And, you know, very cool thing going on. We heard Robbie Gant kind of introduce it last week when we had Captain Ryan Boschian on the show, Terramar Tuesdays. And it's a very, very cool opportunity that Shimano's proud to be offering to everybody for two of the finest three-quarter day boats in the fleet and your chance to use the finest gear on the water in that great Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesdays. It's going on now through September. You can join Shimano Pro Staff aboard the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. These trips are going to be booked through the landings and the exact same price as a regular three-quarter day trip, but the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods, and all the great Shimano reels will be available for you to try, along with all the cool Shimano jigs and a whole lot more. There's going to be a member of the Shimano Pro Staff on board each trip to have any questions answered that you might have. Terramar Tuesdays are going to feature Terramar rods with Trinidad A's, the Notorium HG, they'll have Tranks, Talica, all the great reels that you've always maybe wanted to try. You're going to get to try them for free. Don't miss out. Terramar Tuesdays on the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing beginning June the 7th and aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. If you want more info, you can check the landings website for more details on these trips, and hookup1090.com will have it all listed for you.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. This is normally when we hear from the cast man, but as you know, he's down on the way to Panama for that big Pesca Panama trip. I'm going to be a great time with the boys there. But as always, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing. We obviously have been talking about it this morning. Your catch is a very valuable item, so why not take the best possible care of it with Fisherman's Processing? It's San Diego's finest. You can check more information at fishermansprocessing.com, or you can always see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. Hey, we're going to talk to Bob Dawson, who's on the line right now, our neighbor at the Del Mar Fred Hall Show, and a great guy when it comes to some really good info on a very important part, and that's all the different travel insurances that you know. And Bob, I know that you do a lot of work with the Royal Star. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Captain Tim.
Good morning.
Yeah, so, hey, the good news is I got two trips booked on the Royal Star in July.
Nice.
That is good news.
Oh, man, I can't wait. And, you know, I was just listening to your ad for Fisherman's Processing, and I can't wait to get my fish down there because one of the things I love the best is their tuna burgers.
I'm the same.
They've done a phenomenal job introducing that product. 100% credit to both Rosie and Sean down there. They've just, you know, they came up with the idea. They put it into production, and it's just taken off. And what it's just another way to enjoy what you're out in the water catching. And those things are just so convenient, so easy, so quick, and so delicious.
I say it on the show a bunch. They're perfect for a guy like me that can be kind of lame at times in the kitchen. You want to put something pretty cool together, throw a little shindig for everybody. You can get those out, put a very minimal amount of personal flair to it, and then produce this rad thing that everybody's super into that's different and unique. But, I mean, let's face it, if a guy like me can pull that off, they are the right product for sure. So I agree with you, Bob.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's, my recipe for that is basically about a minute and a half on each side with some Cajun blackened seasoning on it, and then you just make up some tartar sauce, you know, with some Wickles sweet relish and some Best Foods mayonnaise, a slice of cheese on it, and I'm telling you, in less than 5 minutes, you got the best sandwich in the world.
Life is good.
Got the sporting chef coming on here. Yeah. How about that? I like that. I like what you said, though, about the, you know, one thing I really like about those burgers is that they don't put a lot of spice and stuff in it.
Yeah.
They leave, you know, I mean, they have a little bit, but they pretty much leave it up to the individual as to whatever your preference is. That to me, is actually a big bonus.
Oh, it's the best. Everybody loves the ahi fillets and the yellowtail fillets and everything else that you catch on these trips. But I got to tell you, my favorite is the tuna burgers, hands down. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that.
Love it.
That's for sure. Now, Bob, you offer a very cool service and a very important service that I know a lot of people are getting on the game plan of, but and that's travel insurance, and a super important thing when booking a trip of any length. But, you know, things happen when you book your trip on the Royal Star a year in advance. Things come up, and boy, it's such an important call to have trip insurance.
Yeah, and the, you know, the nice thing is, too, is the Royal Star has the trip cancellation insurance right on their webpage. It's up in the top right-hand corner. But just so your listeners know, it's about 5% cost of your trip. So you get a $3,000 trip, you're looking at about $150. It gives you 100% of your money back if you get the flu. You end up hurting yourself somehow, you can't go fishing, a family member gets sick, you're called to work, you might have jury duty. There's a million things that can interrupt a trip. But the main thing is it's got $500,000 in medical evacuation insurance. And, Tim, I know you're familiar with that. We had one of our clients flown off a Cedros when you were down there.
That's exactly right. And I was really impressed with how simple, how seamless the process was. It was no nonsense.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Angler had cataract surgery or something, and he had a detached retina. And man, it was 2-3 phone calls, head to Cedars. They sent an air ambulance down, picked him up, out of there. No paperwork, no hassle, no nothing. And what an incredible benefit for the angler himself. Like when he told me we were kind of up against it, you know, and he told me that he had the trip insurance, it was just automatic.
Oh, that's
bam,
cool.
This is what we're going to do. And like I said, took a couple, 3 phone calls and away we went.
And that happened with like a $50 investment.
Right.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it was from an 8-day trip. So, whatever his deposit was, $1,500 or something like that. That's about right.
That is cool.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to beat, especially when, you know, they'll rescue you by any means possible. If we got to come out to the boat with a helicopter, we'll do that.
That's awesome.
Right, but just, going back to the fact that, that you can get your deposit insured, it really does make a big difference. You know, I mean, hey, if somebody wants to risk losing their deposit because of you know, something coming up, whatever. But I really like the fact that, that, you know, we have had a handful of occasions where somebody, you know, unforeseen things occur.
Things happen.
And it's, again, it just removes all the pressure. You know, there's no awkwardness. It's, hey, I can't go because of this. Oh, well, you know. Your deposit's covered, so it doesn't put us between a rock and a hard place. It doesn't put us in a position with a customer where we have to retain the deposit because we can't cover the fare and book somebody. Sure. You know, nobody goes away unhappy. I mean, we're unhappy because we don't get to fish with that angler, but there will be a next time.
Exactly.
You know, as opposed to maybe some feelings getting hurt because the deposit gets retained or whatever. It's a very smart way to cover your money when you got a big trip on the line.
Well, Bob, if somebody wants to take advantage of all the things that you guys offer, trip insurance, all the evacuation, I know Pete talked about the fact that you can have your travel covered, you know, medically and everything for an entire year for a cost that blew me away at how inexpensive it is. Give us the rundown on how somebody takes advantage.
Yeah, well, you can either go online to safariglobaltravel.com. That's three words, safariglobaltravel.com. Or give me a call at the office, 619-460-5615.
That's awesome. Well, Bob, we sure appreciate the info. I mean, it's such perfect timing for it, and I agree. I mean, you know, being down there all the time, you see it. Things just come up, and you just – it's the ultimate I just can't imagine, you know, believe that not every single person takes advantage of it because you've got nothing to worry about after that.
Yeah, and the boat owners are happy too. You just can't fill these long range trips at the last minute, so it works out well for everybody.
That's awesome, Bob. One more time, shoot us that phone number and the website. We'll come check it out.
Yeah, 619-460-5615 or safariglobaltravel.com.
Awesome. Great job, Bob.
Great talking with you guys. Looking forward to fishing with you, Captain Tim, in July.
Likewise. Good morning.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. They are packed up. We're going to talk to John, who's calling us from Lakeside this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Rick and Tim. How are you?
Morning. Good.
Great, John.
Hey, got a quick question. You're running that boat 11 months out of the year.
That's right.
I know you don't want to do this, and it's very expensive, but how often do you have to rebuild or replace your main engines? How many hours or time? Or?
You know, I would say it's about every 8 to 10 years, and it depends on how many hours we put on them and, of course, how much load we pull out of the engines. But I know all of the boats in the long-range fleet, we just chug along, you know, and our horsepower demand on our engines, we keep it pretty low, and that extends the life of the engine. I want to say that on average we get about 40,000 hours, which again translates into between 8 and 10 years, and that's rebuilding them in the boat. That's doing the pistons, liners, bearings, and pumps, turbo stuff hanging off the exterior of the engine, and about, you know, really, you get maybe three good rebuilds out of it before you got to pull them out of the boat and replace them with something new, which, you know, that translates into 25 years or you know, maybe even a little longer.
It's one of those things that you keep, just like we've been saying all show, you keep on it and you keep them running fresh and you keep them running. You know, I mean, one of those things that you always say, like, the worst thing you can do for a motor like that is to not keep it chugging along, and they're just always operating and they're always maintained, and it's that constant life of being used but not being pushed that just keeps it going so steady.
Yeah, and we have a really strict maintenance regimen on them. You know, we always say clean fuel, clean air, clean oil. You know, we're changing our oil every 400 hours. We're making sure our air cleaners are spotless. All of our, you know, we're keeping up on our zincs. We're cleaning, you know, like our heat exchanges, our after coolers. We're pulling them off every 2-3 years and getting them cleaned out. You know, there's a strict maintenance regimen in between or during that period, you know, that whatever it may be, you know, between rebuild intervals that maintains a premium performance in that engine. You know, obviously, just like anything, if you neglect it, it's going to come back to bite you in the rear end. So we're very meticulous and again strict about our maintenance regimen, making sure that, you know, I mean, that engine, Randy put it best. That's the heart. It's the heart of the vessel.
No doubt.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for taking my call. I'm gonna get my tuna burgers out and get ready for lunch.
Here you go, John. Start grilling. Appreciate the phone call very much. Bob in Newport, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Tim and Rick.
Morning.
My question parallels kind of John's. I used to run boats here in Newport when I was a younger life, and I have a great deal of respect for you guys, for your long-range crews, because you can guarantee something's going to happen underway. But my question had to do with oil, actually, and you covered some of it. But what are your engines? And then secondly, do you ever shut them down when you're on a trip? I mean, you come back, you're on an 8-day or a 10-day, a long trip, you come in, do you shut down at the dock and do you shut down, for example, out at Socorro? And then the second part of that question with regard to oil, is there special high-tech filters these days for both fuel and oil?
I would say that the manufacturer's filters, those are the ones that we use. We have, first of all, Royal Star is powered. The main engines are Caterpillar C18s. We repowered the boat in 2011 with the Caterpillar product, and I cannot be happier with the performance of that engine. It is the most perfect engine of all the boats that I've been on over the years. For mechanically providing main propulsion, that is the finest engine that I've ever had the opportunity to work with. I love the Caterpillar product. It's phenomenal. Again, the performance has just been incredible. I should find some wood to knock on here. But they're a phenomenal engine, Caterpillar C18, and for electrical generation, we have John Deere engines swinging a Marathon generator in. But they're 60-68 John Deere's. They're about 300 horsepower, 290 horsepower. And as far as our oil goes, I mean, we use standard 1540 oil. But again, the filtration, certainly the manufacturers have developed filters that are I guess you could call them high tech. They certainly are to me, compared to what they used to be. So we stick by the manufacturer's specs, obviously trying to get the most or the best performance possible. We believe the manufacturers know what they're doing, so we go by their guidelines.
That's cool. Now, does the boat ever shut down? He was talking about, when you're fishing or back at the dock or when.
Well, we have two general. We basically change our oil. Our oil change interval is between 400 and 500 hours. So as far as our generators go, we have two, obviously, and we swap between one and the other. When we hit that 400-hour mark, 450 hours, we shut that one down and fire up the other one, shut that one down, change the oil in it, and get ready to rock again. The thing is always on standby, if you will. And the main engines, I mean, we turn them off all the time. We turn them off at night. We turn them off between stops. And same thing on our oil change interval. We usually get it, as close as possible to that 450-hour mark. And we just change oil between trips. We get in at 7 in the morning, offload the catch and the anglers. We run over to the fuel dock, throw on our fuel, change our oil. It takes about 45 minutes, change filters, change oil, go back to the dock, and start a new trip.
Keep working.
Yeah, things in the summertime, in particular, from say June 1st all the way through October. I told you guys earlier that we don't shut the boat down. I mean, that doesn't mean physically we don't shut the motors off, but I can tell you it's very, very rare that those engines cool down below about 100, 120, 130 degrees. Even if you shut them off for the night, they stay warm. So those things are basically warmed up and ready to go for 5 months straight.
That's another one of those behind-the-scenes things that, we as passengers, we don't even think about, that when the boat comes back, you've only got X amount of hours before it's off the dock and going again. And in those X amount of hours, it's resupplying the boat and it's fuel and obviously oil and all those things that we don't think about that goes into it. And it's a testament to how good you guys work on it. The reason we don't think about it is because we're just non-affected, don't see it, don't know anything. It all happens so seamlessly.
Which is the way it should be. That's the responsibility we have on our end. Your guys' job is to come out there and catch the fish, have fun, and be on vacation.
That's
so
it.
We're I can tell you guys that, as far as maintaining the boat, we obviously have the way we adhere to our maintenance regimen is through logging all of our maintenance, and we rely on that because there's so many different little things you can forget, between changing zincs, changing this, whether battery level or water level in your batteries, this and that. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, all those little things. And we have a maintenance log that, everything we do, we log in and we make sure that our intervals are being adhered to by having a log, logging everything, and yeah. It's always a great thing to reference, too. You can go back and look at everything you've done, make sure that you know, things are where they should be.
That's it. Hey, Bob, great question. That was a lot of fun. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour, including the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting out there. Lots to look forward to. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, April 23rd, Pete Gray will be traveling to Mazatlan, Mexico, with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and his staff to host a live broadcast from the Pueblo Bonito Emerald Bay Resort in Mazatlan. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Mazatlan. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, April 23rd, a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Mazatlan, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year, the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and it's the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip. But the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month. The best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.